a Jewish journal article, the 8 most memorable deaths in Fauda, seasons 1 to 3. On the action-filled Fauda, created by Lior Raz and Avi Isakharov, more than a few characters meet their demise. Here's a list of 8 of the most memorable deaths. We recommend you watch the first 3 seasons before reading this article. They can be found on Netflix along with the new 4th season. 8. Bashir Season 1, Episode 1. Your wedding is supposed to be the happiest day of your life, but that's not the case for Bashir and Amal. Bashir's brother is Taufik Hamd, a deadly terrorist known as the Panther, who Doran and his team thought they killed more than a year ago. They receive intel he is alive and expect him to attend the wedding. Doran and his team go undercover and attend the reception but are exposed as Israeli agents. The team yells, Fauda, which means, chaos, and is the code word to let the unit know their cover has been blown. Doran takes the bride, Amal, hostage at gunpoint. Bashir doesn't use the best strategy in charging, armed with only a knife, at a man with a gun, but one can understand he wanted to save his betrothed. He is shot and killed by Doran in self-defense. With his eyes, Raz, the co-creator of the show, who stars as Doran, displays great intensity and a desire to avoid violence, but an ability to kill if he must. Hearing the commotion, the Panther, who was on the way to the wedding, runs away and Doran chases after him. 7. Moreno Season 2, Episode 1. Moreno, the commander, usually just gives the orders. But this time, he makes a split decision to get in the field. The team is trying to track down Al-Makdashi, an ISIS operative. He's an important target because he already sent a suicide bomber dressed as a Jew to a bus stop and, from a nearby car, pressed the detonator, killing several Israeli soldiers. When the team tries to catch him, he fires an RPG that narrowly misses Doran. The killer is speeding away on a motorcycle, so Moreno hops in a jeep and tries to follow him, only for Al-Makdashi to stop and detonate a bomb he planted in the road, exploding Moreno's jeep and killing him. The villain escapes and Doran is stunned that they not only came away empty-handed, but that Moreno was killed in a bomb meant for him. Yuval Siegel plays Moreno as a slick character who thinks he is invincible, only to learn he isn't. Firaz Nasser makes us believe he is like a devilish boy happy to set his trap, as Al-Makdashi. 6. Avicii Season 3, Episode 9. A doctor tells Doran that Avicii, the team's sharpshooter, will die if he doesn't go to the hospital to treat the bullet wound in his stomach. But it's too dangerous to go to a hospital in enemy territory. Doran tells Captain Gabby by phone that he can't let Avicii die and must take him to a hospital, even if it means they are captured and could only be released in a prisoner exchange. Stopped at a checkpoint, it's clear who they are, but Doran's unit comes and saves the day. Avicii dies anyway, while not a major character. Boaz Kohn-Forti plays the role as a salt of the earth hard worker who is willing to sacrifice his life for his country. 5. Amos, Doran's father Season 2, Episode 8. Al-Makdashi has wanted revenge for Doran killing his father, Sheikh Awadallah, though Doran only killed him after the terrorists didn't keep their word on a prisoner exchange. Al-Makdashi turns the camera on, puts a mask on and takes on a sword as Doran drives to the scene as fast as he can to try to save his father, who has told him not to come. You're not a Muslim. You're not an Arab. My son will kill you, boy, Amos defiantly tells Al-Makdashi. The terrorist slices his throat, and we see this through the lens on the camera set up to record it. As Amos, Igal Nayer gives the flavor of a kind, stoic and brave man who loves his son and had a good relationship with most people. Hissam Suleiman starred as the determined villain of Season 1, The Panther. 4. The Panther Season 1, Episode 12. As much as we think Doran will be the one to end the life of a Hamas arch-terrorist known as the Panther, as he twice failed to complete the mission, there is an unexpected assassin Walid, the Panther's second in command. Walid might have felt insulted that he was ordered to make a move that could have killed a child, or he could think he has to take over in a power play. He also may have a fear the Panther will object to his marriage to Shirin. In addition, there is a mysterious weapon he plans to use on the Israelis and the Panther says he can't tell Walid what it is. It's shocking to see Walid tell his boss to look at the video, showing they have been duped that the man posing as a prospective suicide bomber, Doran, is really working for the Israelis. But before the Panther can have much of a reaction, Walid shoots him in the back of the head. A single tear comes from Walid's left eye. Shadi Mari is masterful as Walid and Hisham Suleiman gives a great performance as a man who thinks he knows better than everyone and doesn't have his guard up, as he's escaped death before. 3. Daria, Amal Season 1, Episode 3. Wanting revenge for the death of her husband Bashir, Amal is supposed to leave an explosive-filled bag at a club in the heart of Israel. It is harrowing to watch her practice how to order a Diet Coke in Hebrew. Tears come from her eyes, and we can see her conscience fight to tell her that killing innocents isn't the answer. The club is chosen as the target because Boaz made the mistake of dropping a matchbook with the logo of the bar during the previous mission. It is also where Daria, who is Boaz's girlfriend, bartends. Amal orders the soda from Daria, and rather than leave according to plan, she stays and they both die in the explosion. Mona Hawa perfectly exemplifies a confused woman who wants to avenge the blood of her husband but is torn because, no matter what, a part of her knows that murdering innocent people isn't the answer. As Daria, Yara Benbenishti is perfect as a young woman looking forward to the rest of her life with no inkling that she has served her last drink. The episode is dedicated to Raz's former girlfriend, Iris Azulai, who in 1990, at the age of 19, was murdered by a terrorist in Jerusalem. 2. Shirin Season 2, Episode 9. Shirin, played by Letitia Ado, was a doctor who was saved by Doran, until she wasn't. Doran finds Shirin hanging in the bathroom on a rope. He cuts her down and tries CPR and mouth-to-mouth. Nothing works. It's clear he cares for her and never saw her simply as an asset to sleep with to get information. He's saved her life before and she trusted that he would be able to do it again, as she wanted to get away from men she feared. Playing a doctor torn apart by a desire for justice but also a desire to survive, Letitia Ado is marvelous, showing the range of emotions one can have while discovering who is trustworthy and who will betray her. Boaz, played by Tomer Capone, lost the love of his life before losing his life. 1. Boaz Season 1, Episode 7. Without a doubt, this is the most controversial scene of the show. The Panther is holding Boaz captive and forces Shirin to surgically place an explosive device in his abdomen. Doran has the Panther's daughter, Abir, and will exchange her with the Sheikh to get Boaz back safe and sound. There are vests strapped around the Sheikh and Abir. Through a megaphone, he tells Walid that if he detonates Boaz, he will detonate Abir. Flummoxed, Walid speaks to the Panther on his cell phone, who tells him to blow up Boaz. The episode ends with Boaz turning to dust. In the next episode, Doran uses an explosive to kill the Sheikh, but he and Abir are so close to it, it appears they are injured as well. As Boaz, Tomer Capone gave the character the right edge as a man blaming himself for the death of his girlfriend. The look he gives Doran before he dies is unforgettable.